केचित्
केचित्
केवलया
केवलया
भक्त्या
भक्त्या
केचित् केवलया भक्त्या
केचित् केवलया भक्त्या
वासुदेव
वासुदेव
परायणा
परायणा
वासुदेव
परायणा वासुदेव परायणा
केचित् केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा
केचित् केवलया
this Shastra gives them chance to act creative activities, because by working one day it will come when he will be not interested working anymore. Then Athaka Brahmani Gyasa, Gyan. Gyan also, theoretical, it has been seen, the theoretical knowledge, if one has come to the platform of Brahma, Arujya Kichena Padam Padam Tata Padam Tiyata. There are many examples. Simply theoretical knowledge will not help us. Our main aim is how to become perfect. So by karma we cannot become perfect in perpetuity. It's like I've given several times the example that in spite of so much education and universities and advanced schools, nobody is perfect in the modern civilization. Not even honest. In spite of education, so much learning, I have given this example many times. This is tested in the airport, that everyone is examined about his dishonesty. I mean, nobody is honest. So, this is not help. If you want to make the world perfect, then not by karma, neither by mental stability, that is not possible. The only means is bhakti, especially in this age. In this Kali Yuga, people are very much embarrassed. Mandas manda matriyo, manda bhagya jupatrita. Manda bhagya, even nobody is happy in his family life. So unfortunate. Manda bhagya. That is practical. So, these things will not help, especially in this age. So, Sukadeva Goswami suggests, therefore, teaching somebody, not all, this Krishna consciousness understanding is very easy, at the same time very difficult. So therefore, here it is said, kevala. Kevala means only bhakti, without any jnana, karma, yoga. That is kevala. That is pure devotion, bhakti. Tanmanne aditam uttam. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by his father, what the best thing you have learned, what is the best thing? He said this, kevala avat means savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasam sakkamava. If we simply stick to these principles of kevala avati, even simple by hearing, savanam, just like you are holding class everywhere, in every center, if somebody simply hears attentively, hear you perfect, this is what, simply hear, or savanam, kirtanam, or describing or chanting the holy name, he'll be perfect. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu, but Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Sinnatam sakata Krishna punna savana kirtanam. If you simply hear and chant, then he will be purified. One is chanting and one is hearing. Both of them will be purified. And gradually, as soon as one is purified, he becomes pious. If you argue that somebody is hearing for so many years, then there is question of offense. Offense, 10 kinds of offense, you know, where you are initiated, 10 kinds of offense. So, even one is in offense, still, if he continues hearing and chanting, he will be purified. That is so nice. This is kevala avat. But there should not be any motive. That is, you should be very careful. Anna vilasita sunnam. No motive. Bhakti, Vajradhana, simply pure desire, how I shall serve Krishna. That is mukta. Immediately he is liberated. One who has this fixed up mind that how I shall render service to Krishna. And if he tries his best, then he becomes immediately mukta. Unless he changes his decision, that is every time is possible. Even one is mukta, liberated, he can be also fallen down, unless he is very strong in his determination. Maya is always there. Devudesha gunamai maho maya gurutaya. But if one is determined that I shall stick to the service of Krishna, maya will not touch. That is kevala avat. If sometimes it appears that he has deviated out of past habit, that is excuse. Apite sudrachara bhajate mamanandava sagudin sam. But not intentional. We should not fall down and deviate from our path of devotional service. intentionally. That is not, that is very great criminality. We must try our best. Kevalaya. The kechit means this determination is very difficult. Therefore it has been said here, kechit, somebody, not all can get that determination. But everyone can get determination, provided he likes. It is not determination is monopolized by a certain man. Anyone who determines that I shall simply serve Krishna, that simple determination will save me. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Bhaktya, bhakti, devotion to whom? Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. If one determines if that Vasudeva is everything, actually Krishna is everything. Maya tadanidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. In everywhere, isavasamidam sarvam jat kinchit jagatyam jagat. Everywhere there is Krishna's relationship. Because without Krishna nothing exists. Maya tadanidam sarvam jagat abhakta vastani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on Krishna. Ishavasamidamsa. This is Krishna consciousness. Without Krishna, so that is the fact. But when you come to this understanding, then you become perfectly Krishna conscious. Without Krishna, nothing can exist. So, Vasudeva Parayana Agham. Agham means sin, sinful reaction of life. Thunlamti, one washes. Just like dirty thing. If you bring bucket of water and wash it, everything cleans immediately. So this process of chanting is so nice. The Chetadatpanamadana, it cleanses the heart. Misunderstand that I am this body, I belong to this nation, I belong to this community, I belong to this religion. No. I belong to Krishna. That's all. This is Chetadat Paramat. Jivet Sarupai Nitta Krishna Dhar. That is real knowledge, real purpose. And so as one comes to this conclusion, that Krishna is mine and I am Krishna. Simply this understand. Chetadatpanamāna. So, by this consciousness, automatically all reaction of sinful life becomes washed. Agam dhundanti kāsmena. Totally. How? How it is possible? He has accumulated a sinful reaction of life for so many births and simply, yes, it is possible. How? Niharamiva bhaskara. When there is, what is called, frost and everything. Fall, yes. And there is fall. You try so many ways, it cannot go. Then, if somehow or other sun rises, immediately clear. That is our motto in the back to Godhead. Godhead is light and Nishayansa is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no jurisdiction of darkness. Krishna surya sama maya andhakar. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya adhikar. As soon as there is sunshine, immediately the fog is practical. So somehow or other, Krishna, we get Krishna arising in our heart. Sabai manak Krishna padarvinda. If we simply concentrate our mind, that is real meditation. To think of Krishna. Manmana bhavavad bhakta madhya jimanos. Then everything will be cleansed automatically. Krishna says in the Sinnadam Sakatha Krishna Pundasavanati Hriddhantrasya Vajrani Vidunati Sihitsatam. Krishna is there already, just like friend. Krishna is always ready to give us instruction so that we can get out of this miserable condition of life. Krishna is ready. He is coming to give you instruction. Simply you have to follow, then everything will be all right. This is the only way. Otherwise, in this age, severe austerity, tapasya, celibacy, charity, and so on, recommended. Tyagena, satta saucabhyam, jamena, niyamena va. These are the methods, gradual process of transcendental life. But in this age, especially in this Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult, almost impossible. So best thing is take to this Krishna consciousness. Kevalaya bhakta. Simply this understand that Krishna is my eternal master. I am Krishna's eternal servant. So let us exchange our feelings of master and servant, then I shall be perfect. Thank you.